Greetings in Jesus' name on this 21st day of March, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently 23 degrees and winter has returned. Snow is on the ground and the wind is whipping up to 30 miles an hour. The wind chills are down to single digits. And there's been a foot of snow up in the mountains. We just received a dusting. The ground is covered. But we are enjoying the day that God has blessed us with. The sun is beaming through the windows. And we're thrilled about this tenacious Thursday that God has awarded us. Oh my, what a blessing it is to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Makes you just want to jump up and down and turn somersaults round and round and round. Click your heels together, clap your hands, pull the handkerchief out of your pocket, shout the victory. Thank God. It's wonderful to be a Christian. Thank you for praying for us. We've been away for the last several days. Skiing up in the mountains of Maine. We had beautiful weather, skied Sugarloaf area and skied Saddleback area, and just tremendous weather, the temperature in the 20s. We were able to ski all the lifts and able to just absolutely enjoy our time together. Made it back home last night for our evening worship service on Wednesday, and wow, what a service we had. Powerful time in the Lord, as I emphasized the dangers of not only forgetting the Lord, but of forgetting what He's called us to do. And I preached on discipleship and challenged the people of God to be involved in the Word of God and discipleship and training and pouring our lives into other people. And it was a great time in the Lord. Today I'm headed down to do more discipleship training with the young people. I'll be teaching 30-35 people in the young people's class and the Bible class for our academy, and we're looking forward to that. In your Bibles, chapter 12 and verse 7, these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on this side Jordan on the west, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon, even unto Mount Halak, that goeth up to Seir, which Joshua gave unto the tribes of Israel for a possession according to their division. And then he begins to say in verse number 9, the king of Jericho won, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, won, the king of Jerusalem won, the king of Hebron won, the king of Jarmuth won, the king of Lachish won, the king of Eglon won, the king of Gezer won, the king of Deber won, the king of Geder won, the king of Hormah won, the king of Arad won, the king of Libna won, the king of Adullam won, the king of Machna won, the king of Bethel won. Now don't get discouraged as you're listening to me read, and certainly don't think this is weird. These are the kings. Are you listening? These are the kings that Joshua smote. God promised him, be not afraid. This charge I commit unto thee, Joshua. Oh, yes. He said, don't be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And he goes and he captures and smotes and kills the king of Tappuah, the king of Hepher, the king of Aphek, the king of Lasharon, the king of Madon, the king of Hazor, the king of Shimron, the king of Akshaph, the king of Taknok, the king of Megiddo, the king of Kedesh, the king of Jokneam, the king of Dor, and the king of the nations of Gilgal, and the king of Tirzah. Excuse me, all of these kings Joshua smote. You said, preacher, what does that mean for me? Well, I'm glad you asked. 1 Timothy 1:18 says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. So what we have before us today is as Joshua was smoting these kings that we read about in Joshua 12, we still find out there's some kings in our life that need smitten also. And God says in His Word, I've charged you, Timothy, by these prophecies which went before thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. And God is interested in all of us fighting these battles that we have. Now, thank God today that we're victors through Christ. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. And there's different warfares along the way. There's different battles, and we are in a battle. Take encouragement today that God helped Joshua, and God will help us. Let's be after it for the Lord Jesus Christ, warring a good warfare for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, glorious day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.